Glory and praise the Lord, everybody. I am here to tell you like you could have been. Some of you already love me, the rest of you will learn to love me. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Well, I had a lady tell me the other night that Satan has been after her. I asked that poor lady, what did she do about it? She told me that she was not afraid of the devil. I said, sister, why aren't you afraid of the devil? She looked me right in the eye and said, Brother B. Ryan, I ain't afraid of that old devil because I've been married to his brother for 20 years. Oh, God has a plan. Well, if I'm here to talk about a subject that you all have never thought of, what if? What if? Yes, you heard me correct. WHATIF, followed by an exclamation mark. What if? What if Jesus had been born in July? Oh, how many fireworks would you be setting off right now? How many sparkler burns would be on your fingers? How many smoke bombs would you be coughing at? How big would your belly be stuffed with all the barbecue you have eaten? Oh, only what if, but our God had a plan. What if the star had been seen in the west? Oh, what would have happened? We would be caroling to the song of, oh, ye little town of Tel Aviv. Oh, you little star of Oswanda. But oh, God had a plan. Glory and hallelujah. What if there had been room in the inn? What if the innkeeper said, come on in. We have the best suites in the land available. We would be saying about away in the 4-star hotel with the little chocolate candies on the pillows, the heat-controlled room, and the baby Jesus would not have been kept in the manger, but in silk sheets and satin pillowcases. Oh, but our God had a plan. He had a plan. What if there had been GPS navigation? Then the location would have been known to everyone. The king would have found him and would have killed him. The wise men would not be able to tell their grandchildren stories about the star that they had followed in the east in search of baby Jesus, about the gifts they had taken him. But oh, how their hearts were changed. But oh, didn't our God have a plan? Isn't he great? Isn't he wonderful? What if, those are the words we could be speaking, but we are not. We're here because our God had a plan. That plan included steps that were laid out from the beginning of time, a plan that would be followed to a T. So if you're down and out, just look up and remember, God has a plan. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.